On a recent Sunday afternoon, a street in a neighborhood outside Washington has been closed to traffic and transformed into a playground. Children and adults of all ages came outside.
Well, that's my exercise, right? It's a gorgeous day, so we come out and play. I like to play. We all love to play. That's why we're here.
It's Play Day in Tacoma Park, Maryland, hosted by longtime resident Pat Rumbaugh and her volunteer group.
Okay, come in, you two.
Rumbaugh founded Tacoma Plays 5 years ago.
We invite everyone, not only residents in Tacoma Park, but people beyond, because really what we care about is encouraging everyone to play.
Rumbaugh is known as the Play Lady in the neighborhood. She recently retired after teaching physical education at a Washington high school for 30 years. She says people deserve to play every day, especially if they work hard.
Recent research does show that society, people in general, would feel so much better if they played. When people play, they're less stressed, they are happier, they are more content with life.
She says children benefit the most from unstructured or free play.
Children learn to get along with one another. They learn to negotiate. They learn to be kind. Children learn new experiences. They learn how to play new games.
And they get to make up new adventures, costumes and clothes donated by neighbors.
That's treasure, right?
Where did you find the treasure?
When we sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
When we got our new ship, right?
Yes.
When they play with the dress-up clothes, they become creative and imaginative, which they may not have ever tried before.
Tony Castleman came out with his two young sons.
They're both enjoying it. And I think it's nice for kids to just have good old-fashioned play. Oftentimes these days, activities are very structured and a lot of times based on electronics and things like that.
Castleman says it also helps neighbors to get to know one another better.
I think it's a great way for the neighborhood just to sort of bond and to spend time together.
Jamie Raskin, who represents Tacoma Park in the Maryland State Senate, thinks it's a great idea, too.
I think it can be reproduced in cities and towns all over the state and across the country eventually, but it really does take people in the neighborhood to get out and to invite the kids to come play.
This is Rumbaugh's next big goal.
I decided that I would form a nonprofit called Let's Play America that helps facilitate play in communities, towns, cities all over America.
Pat Rumbaugh hopes schools embrace the initiative and that everyone in the country makes time to play and enjoys the benefits. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News.